here. We want you to understand what you are. You are both of these parts. Logic is yours. Without it, you will die. Logic is your life. The heart is not a place for logic. We didn't let the logic in. Remember? Remember when we stopped the logic to come here? Yes, you remember that. Oh, before Adam, when the Satan was going around and discovering the body of Adam, there was a room locked that Satan cannot go in. Means logic cannot go in the heart. Because heart is the house of beloved. I didn't say hearts are the houses and apartments of beloved. Remember, I said heart is the house of beloved. Later we'll see that. This was the first thing he said. Remember this. Between these two, dictatorship is dictatorship. Doesn't matter which one dictates. Okay? Second thing. Okay. Second thing is what? Second thing is so unbelievable. So difficult that, let me tell you, even the man in our story told the woman, and the woman will not believe it. Because logic cannot believe this. There is a point that you should understand beyond the logic. That's the relationship between, let's forget about the man and the woman, because some of you were male chauvinist pig. Let's go to the best story we ever had. What is the best story we ever made in this stuff we are telling you? The best story.
Sure.
Now, that's the most beautiful one. The best story is the best story is the longest, which explains everything. Almost everything is explained in that story. It's the only story that you have the proof of existence of a part of that story, which is Pharaoh. Pharaoh and Moses. That's the main story for us. Why? Because it's you. Each of you is a combination of the selfish, self-interest, self-dependent ego of yours. That's the Pharaoh. Why I called it Pharaoh? Ah. What it means, Pharaoh? Pharaoh means the arrogant, the arrogant. In Arabic, tafaraon means arrogance. That's the Pharaoh, the arrogance of you. Do you find it? That's the Pharaoh of you. And there is this Moses, who is almost nobody, and should be raised in a magical way by that Pharaoh. And later, stand up and knock that Pharaoh down. This is the story of a human being, isn't it? You have an ego, a strong one, which, if it is left alone, it will govern you. The Pharaoh was there for so many years, right? And there is this Moses, which will be born in a magical way, will be raised with this, and it could rise up. That's what you should do, to help you, Moses, to rise up. To do what? That is my point. If I could make that point clear to tonight, I call it a successful session. You have to help your Pharaoh to raise up and bring this Pharaoh down. Your Moses is born, why? Because of this Pharaoh. So It's irrelevant to you. It's already born, okay? And this Pharaoh is raising it up. You want to help your Moses, won't you? Okay. What would you do for your Moses?
What would I do for Moses?
To help him to do what? Explain the mission of Moses to me.
I haven't got all night.
Good answer. During 6 books, Rumi will explain that story again and again and again for you to understand, because it's a very complicated mission. It's not what you think, because what you think first is sin, okay? I know what you think. And it's even illogical. You think that Moses should come out and kill Pharaoh and sit on the throne. Something like that. And with that kind of mind, you could have some question that, wait a minute, this Moses in these stories will make a lot of messes. So many magic that no prophet ever had so many magic. Every single night he will do another magic. Right? Like what? Like the frog raining from the sky. Like that big river turning to blood. Like a mist coming and going in each single house. Not the house of the Jews, but the house of Egyptians. And kill only the firstborn son. You see how clever the mist is? With no glitch, we'll find everything. Okay? Then, name it. He has it, right? Okay, was it any easier that this silly guy will come out, will go to the palace of Pharaoh and say, zap! We'll zap him, he will turn to a stone or a dog. Or a cat. Why didn't he? Killing all so many boys, not killing the guy? You see how silly this your thinking is and our story looks to you? This Moses cannot, will not, and should not kill Pharaoh. Pharaoh is his benefactor. Pharaoh is the one who kept him alive, remember? Now, because you are single-minded and you think between black and white, you want to eliminate one of them. The story was amazing. He said, let me tell you about this Moses and Pharaoh. And he gave you a very dramatic, silly picture of them. Mainly about this Pharaoh one. Because Moses is not here yet, you know, but the Pharaoh is there. He said, look at this Pharaoh. Every single night the Pharaoh will cry and say, oh my God, why am I like this? But I have to. Why Pharaoh is bad? Could you tell me why Pharaoh is bad? First of all, has Pharaoh always been bad? Pharaoh was very good. Pharaoh is starting to be bad when Moses arrived. This is what we talked about. Ego is bad. Ego is fantastic. And all the animals, they live with ego. And human being in the grade of the animals lived with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Pharaoh starts to go rotten when Moses starts to grow up. This is what the balance is all about. And Pharaoh is not out to kill the Moses. Pharaoh is out to bring the balance. You will see that Moses will give everything to Pharaoh. And he's asking for one thing only. Only one thing and nothing else. What is Moses asking?
Freedom of his people.
Freedom of his people is a political act. And it is used in a lot of propagandas. That's not what we talk here. Because freedom of those people